All right. Tonight, before we get into the case study that I have, we're first going to be looking at one of the verses that was given on Sunday. We're going to look at it again so we can see the table that was described in the verse. We're going to be looking at the table, and that is Psalms 69, chapter 69, verses 21 and 22. And it reads, "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap." And we learned that table, the word table, meant a table as spread out, and it also meant a meal. From these verses, we saw that the people set a table before the Lord of gall. And gall is a poisonous plant. They set out before him a poisonous plant to eat and then vinegar to drink. When you consider a table that is spread out before someone, when you think about a true meal, this wasn't a meal to be presented to anyone, let alone the Lord. This truly was a slap in the face. Hence, verse the 22. Let their table. So he's saying, let their table, the very gall and the very vinegar that you set before me, it will become a snare unto you. You will have gall and you will have vinegar. And the root word for vinegar means to be leavened.
Wow.
So the trash meal that they tried to serve is now being flipped on them. Their table, their welfare will now be full of poison and full of leaven. Wow. So that's that table. And this brings us into tonight's case study. We're going to take a look at another table that was spread out before the prophet Elisha. But this table was properly set. And this table became a table of peace and would ultimately manifest the welfare of God. And I call it Shunammite peace.
Ooh.
We're going to be looking at 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to be coming from the AMPC version. That's the Amplified Classic version. Only one verse later on, we're going to go back to the King James version. But for the duration, we're going to be in the AMPC. All right, here's the case study. Verse 8. One day, Elisha went on to Shunem, where a rich and influential woman lived, who insisted on his eating a meal. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he stopped there for a meal. And she said to her husband, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who passes by continually. Let us make a small chamber on the housetop and put there for him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then whenever he comes to us, he can go up the outside stairs and rest here." So we see here right off the bat, there's a major difference in the table that is spread out for the prophet Elisha versus the meal and the drink that was given to the Lord. There's a major difference here. Her table wasn't a table of poison and of vinegar, but her table was a table of peace. She prepared, and not only prepared meals, but she insisted that he eat. She then built the chamber for him to have a place to stay whenever he needed, a bed so he can rest, a table to eat upon, a chair to sit upon, and a lamp for light. All that the Shunammite woman offered unto Elijah was a representation of her time. every meal she prepared for him. And all that she gave to him was time spent unto the Lord. This time was her joining too. And this time became her peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to step into the next verses and see her peace produce welfare. Verse 11. One day he, speaking of Elisha, one day he came and turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to Gehazi, say now to her, you have been most painstakingly and reverently concerned for us. What is to be done for you? Would you like to be spoken for to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. They are sufficient. So we see here, because of the table of peace that she prepared, welfare was pointed in her direction.
Amen.
But in this particular, when she was asked, she basically is saying, I'm good among my people. But this welfare was still hovering, and Elisha knew it. Verse 14. Later, see, like this is Elisha. We knowing that this welfare is hovering. Later, Elisha said, what then is to be done for her? Gehazi answered, she has no child, and her husband is old. He said, call her. Gehazi called her, and she stood in the doorway. Elisha said, at this season, when the time comes around, you shall embrace a son.
Ooh.
Now we're going to break this down a little bit. This is just 16a. We're just going to look at 16a for a minute. The word season means appointed time. So we're going to plug this back in. Elisha said, at this appointed time, when the time comes round, see that here? At the appointed time, when the time comes around, you shall embrace a son. The appointed time that Elisha is speaking of is her present time of peace. Let me give you a picture of what I'm saying. Here's a picture. At this appointed time, see the peace?
Mm-hmm.
When the time comes round, welfare, you shall embrace a son. It goes around in a circle. Peace brings welfare to go back to peace and brings welfare to go back to peace and bring welfare. So at this appointed time, the time of your peace, this peace is going to circle back around and it's bringing back with it welfare.
That's good. That's very good.
Embrace. Amen. Peace carries with it welfare.
Right. Yes, it does.
The Shunammite woman replied. This is her in the doorway. This is her reply. When the prophet Elisha gave her that word, she says, no, my Lord, you man of God, do not lie to your handmaid. But the woman conceived and bore a son at that season, following year, as Elisha had said to her. God's peace brought welfare and health manifested unto her old husband, so she bare a son. But it doesn't stop here. Peace and welfare will continue. Verse 18. When the child had grown, he went out one day to his father with the reapers. But he said to his father, my head, my head. The man said to his servant, carry him to his mother. And when he was brought to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called to her husband and said, "Send me one of your servants and one of the donkeys that I may go quickly to the man of God and come back again." Notice here the very point of her son's death. We don't see her get distraught. But she went up. She went to the elevated chamber. She returned to the very place of her peace. Lays the boy on the bed of the man of God and shuts the door.
Amen.
Verse 23. We're going to this is where we go back to the King James Version, verse 23. And this is her husband's reply. And he says, "Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor the Sabbath." And she said, "It shall be well." Her husband didn't even know the reason for her going. And the reason why he mentions neither is it new moon or the Sabbath was because she's going to find the prophet Elisha, and he's basically saying it's not new moon or the Sabbath. So it's like you're going there and you might not find him. But he didn't even know the reason why she was going. But she says, "It shall be well." The word "well" here means shalom.
Amen.
She said it shall be welfare, health, prosperity, and peace.
Praise God.
She was set in perfect peace.
Wow.
She said it shall be well. Verse 24. Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, "Ride fast. Do not slacken your pace for me unless I tell you." So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run to meet her and say," watch what he says. This is Elisha. He tells Gehazi, "Go meet her," because he sees her off in the distance. He says to ask her, "Is it well with you? Well with your husband? Well with a child?" And she answered, "It is well." That word "well" there is the same word, shalom. Gehazi asked her, "Is it welfare with you? Is it welfare with your husband? Is it welfare with your child?" She said, "It is well."
She's
in perfect peace here. Verse 27. So she's still on her way to Elisha. Remember, he saw her in the far distance. Now, when she came to the mountain, to the man of God, she clung to his feet. Gehazi came to thrust her away, but the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is bitter and vexed within her. And the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me." Then she said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not deceive me'?" And I wondered why, all along her journey to find Elisha, she remained in perfect peace. But when she finally reached him, she finally reached Elisha, she broke. She was in peace when her child died on her knees. She in peace went up to the chamber and laid him on the man of God's bed. She in peace didn't even tell her husband of her son's death, but only asked for a servant and the donkey. She in peace in her departure tells her husband, "It shall be well." And unto Gehazi, she too says, "It is well." The reason why the Shunammite woman broke when she reached Elisha is because she was right back at the very doorway that she received the rhema of her son. She was back in the doorway of that chamber where she received the rhema. This doorway was the entrance to her peace. But at the same time she heard that rhema of peace, she also stated in that doorway, "Do not lie to your handmaid." There was leaven. So in the moment she saw Elisha in the mountain and in the clinging to feet, she was in the posture of man. She was at the post remembering her very words.
It's powerful.
She remembered her words.
Melody.
She was clinging to Elisha's feet. Yes, it was Elisha's feet, but the name Elisha means God is salvation. This post experience was about to annihilate the very leaven in which she thought she was being lied to. The death of her son would be the death of her leaven. And her journey in peace continues in verse 29. Then Elisha said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go, lay my staff on the face of the child. If you meet any man, do not salute him. If he salutes you, do not answer him." Basically, he's telling him, go, don't talk to anybody, just go. Verse 30. The mother of the child says, "As the Lord lives and as my soul lives, I will not leave you." And he arose and followed her. She was holding on to her salvation. Verse 31. Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the child's face, but the boy neither spoke nor heard. So he went back to meet Elisha and said to him, "The child has not awakened." When Elisha arrived in the house, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. Verse 33. So he went in, shut the door on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. He went up and lay on the child, put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, his hands on his hands. And as he stretched himself on him and embrace him, the child's flesh became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up again and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times and then opened his eyes. More proof of this welfare. The child sneezed 7 times. The word 7 means completeness and perfection, both definitions of welfare. Verse 36. Then Elisha called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her. And when she came, he said, "Take up your son." She came and fell at his feet, bowing herself to the ground. She acknowledged first her salvation. Then she took up her son and went out. And in closing, this Shunammite woman knew she had connected to peace in preparing a table before the prophet Elisha. And she knew this peace would also produce welfare. Hence our title, Shunammite Peace. The word Shunammite, or the name Shunammite, I should say, means double resting place.
Wow.
She knew in peace, it shall be shalom, and it is shalom. And that is my case study for you on tonight.
Amen, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Where do I begin with that there? Honestly, where do I begin? It was what really grabbed me, the fragment that grabbed me, is that how she went up again. She went up into the chamber that she built by peace. It's obviously she had peace. She's building a chamber for a man that she doesn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously she's doing something in peace. She said she discerned that he was a man of God, and she discerned correctly. So it tells you that she built that chamber in a place of absolute peace. Yes. And so when trouble came, she went back to her peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is amazing. And staying in that peace produced the welfare.
Yes, it did.
It produced the absolute welfare of God, where her child is now raised from the dead.
Amen.
And I think it's powerful that I just highlight that one area there. He sneezed 7 times. And it tells you, I know that sounds crazy, but the Bible says that the enemy will come in one way and then flee out 7 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And he sneezed 7 times and the enemy of death was moving out 7 different ways. That tells me that the 7 spirits of God are all on the case when it comes to giving you your welfare.
Yes, God.
Truly powerful. I mean, there's so much. There's so much in that. But I like how, Elder Allison, that was a, can you put up the slide that you put up as showing the round?
Yes.
Going round again?
Yes.
I don't want to, now I didn't hear this, people of God. So I'm getting this new like you. Although I know Elder Allison and I work together almost every day. But truth be told, I'm getting this with you. It says, Elisha said, at this appointed time, when the time comes, and you can see that at the appointed time would manifest peace. When the time comes
around,
it's bringing welfare. Because it says, when the time comes around, it's producing, his word is producing the welfare.
Yes.
You understand? So he spoke the word as the prophet of God. And that he said, at the appointed time, when the time comes round, you shall embrace a son. So you can see where peace is carrying welfare all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's releasing the welfare of God is connected to peace. If you ever really recognize this woman, and it, my goodness, she stayed in tranquility of mind.
Yes, she did.
All the way until she fell at his feet.
Yeah.
And I love this because we get to see her function. I think we get to see a bit of ourselves in this case study.
Yes, so true.
We're in a place of peace. And then when we get to the master's feet, we fall before him. But listen, okay. The fact that she sought him out tells us she remained in the place where she needed to be.
It's true.
And you're allowed to fall at his feet when you get there. And all of a sudden, man, he comes back and produces the very miracle that she knew, because she kept saying, all is well.
Yes. Amen.
All is well. All Amen. Is shalom. All there's no, she knew with it beyond that, she knew her son was going to live.
Mm-hmm.
But then we see her human side. We see the side where she collapses, but she doesn't collapse like that. Mm-hmm. She collapses. I like how Elder Allison really picked up on it in the posture of man and said, I asked you not to lie to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's in a place where she's saying, you know, I almost hear Jesus saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's the same type of collapse there, but he's not losing his place of faith.
Yeah.
She's still with the man of God. And she's saying to the man of God, I asked you not to lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Fix this. I love it. This is an awesome study here.
Awesome.
Man. There's so much in this study here. I'll open it up for a moment or two. If anybody would like to comment on some of the things that they heard. Because this was a really a lot. There was a lot in this that was just pointing out some of everything that we've been learning has been just came up out of here.
Amen. Amen. I see so strongly how her going back to her place of peace, her going back there, it speaks volumes to us.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks volumes to me of you know where you last was in peace. Mm-hmm. So you, when you go back to that place, there's mm-hmm. nothing going to be there but that same peace that you left there. Hallelujah. So going back to that place of peace, it just speaks volumes to me. And she knew that was the place to take her child, because she knew what she had built there. She knew what she found there. It was just all there. And that's where she was going to find the very welfare she needed.
That's right.
She knew where to go. And it speaks volumes to us. It is really beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
My gosh. It's just so powerful. It's so powerful. When you think about the definition of his name, God is salvation.
Yes.
Right? And you think about the prophet Elisha speaking the way that he did. It almost mm-hmm. I got to say it the way I feel it. I just feel God. I don't even know that he's there, Elisha. When he said at this appointed time, mm-hmm. when the time comes around, he was already looking to bless her.
Yeah.
When he said, "Should I put in a good word for you?"
Yeah, yeah.
He was already looking to do something.
Yes.
It's just, it was almost whatever she wanted. It was almost,
yeah.
You feel the Lord here. And the reason why I'm saying that is, we have to understand that when we're being given peace from the Lord, and we're doing, and when we're doing and we're staying in this word, it's the same the same movement that Elisha has here. You see what I'm saying? The same thing. It's peace for peace. It's favor for favor. And you can see it, that as we're doing and staying in this word, we are favoring his righteous cause. And I just feel like this, whatever it is you want, the welfare of God through peace is going to bring it to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This woman favored his righteous cause.
Hallelujah.
Favored his righteous cause. She wasn't even sure who he was. Didn't even know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
But favored this man and fed him, then built him a chamber. Come on. And then he turns again. God is salvation, turns and says, "Here's the welfare. Oh, I see. Well, you need welfare here. Your husband is older and probably past his prime, to where there's no seed left.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just speak it at this appointed time. When the time comes around, here's the welfare of God coming to you." I just find this just fascinating and amazing. And I just I pray that we all can imbibe that the way this really works.
Amen.
The way that it really, really works. If you stay in the peace that God has afforded for you, if you stay in that peace, welfare is traveling in your direction.
Right there.
Welfare is coming around, and it's going to support the reason why you're in such peace. Man, I tell you, Elder Allison, you really went in on that one there.
Amen. You
really, really did. There's so many layers. In my father's house, there are many mansions. There's so many ramas in that. It's really, really, really something. Anyone else want to say anything? I'm sorry. I'm just fascinated. I'm blown away.
Amen.
No one else wants to comment on that? Can anybody imbibe that? Can anybody see where their welfare is coming from?
Apostle, I have something to say. Excuse me.
Amen. Is that Ms. Blanche?
Yes, sir, it's me.
Okay, go ahead, Blanche. Let me hear what you got.
I'm in the background listening. I would say what kind of struck me the most about what Elder Allison said tonight was how the Shunammite woman, how God was preparing her peace before she knew she was preparing the peace that she would need, you know, as far as like her son dying and then the prophet coming and, you know, laying on the sun and bringing him back to life. So that struck me like, oh, wow, you are preparing.
Awesome.
For this, even though, even before you knew you were preparing for this.
That's true.
That was very interesting to me.
Amen.
That's good. That points of being credited to where we have, oh my gosh, it goes with so many things that we that are in the prayers that we've laid up. We've stored up. Our heavenly accounts are full because of time in this word, following this word. So when the time comes that we need it, it's available. And it's so true. It's so true. She had really carved out a place of peace that would then prepare for what should have been tragedy. But like you said, Blanche, that's really good. That's really powerful.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Somebody needs that right there. Somebody needs to know that tonight. That you have it stored up too. It's the welfare of God is there. There's been days and moments and times that you've spent in this word.
Hallelujah.
And that you've spent, and you have laid up what the welfare of God, and you are worthy to be a recipient of God's outpour into your life and to give you the breakthrough, the welfare that you need. You've already stored it up. It's there. It's there. It's in your account.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So whoever needed that, you just receive that, man, and understand that God's welfare is coming for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because you've already stored it up. You've already stored it up. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Really, really good. Well, I give you snaps up on that one, Elder Allison. I really do.
Amen. I really do. Amen.
I like how you revealed her place of peace, and then you revealed how the welfare would come. And boy, Jesus. You know, funny, because this is the only welfare. Watch this. She didn't need nothing else. The Bible says she was very rich and influential. So God will come right with what you need. Yes. She didn't need any money. She was already rich. And so the welfare came in the form of the very thing she didn't have. And that was a son. A child. Amen. 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 Snaps up, Elder Allison. Anyone else?
Amen.
Anyone else before I close this meeting here? All right. If you got a fragment, if you got something, the oohs and the ahs from the Lord, make sure you write it down.
Amen.
Make sure you look at it. Make sure you study it. Make sure you turn that fragment into a meal. And be blessed by what you just heard. The two studies from the both nights were very, very good. Very, very good. Truly good. We saw what it took last night. We saw the exchange that we make to be acceptable or become recipients of the welfare system of the kingdom of God. And the rich young ruler was our example. And once you trade in your strength, once you trade in what you feel as though is your security, you are now eligible to receive. And that's really, really powerful. We see the same in the light in this message tonight. We see the same. This woman did not look to her money to get her son well. She didn't look for any doctor with any herbs or anything to try to bring him back. She looked to where God was.
Amen.
None of her earthly influence deterred her or tried to steer her in any direction. She went right to the source, and she received what she needed from God. And that was the healing and the raising of her son from the dead.
Amen.
And so amen, everybody. Amen. Very good. Very, very good.
Amen. Praise God.